Compromise with illness and injury. Dealing with illness or injury can be tough. It's not just the physical pain, but also the mental strain. People have to adjust to new situations and keep their spirits up. They need to learn how to handle stress, anxiety, and frustration because they might not be as strong or capable as before. When someone's health is not at its best, they have to figure out how to interact with others, especially those who are helping them. They might have to make new friends since old ones may not be around anymore or may not understand what they're going through. It's all about adapting to change and finding new ways to keep going. Facing illness or injury often means dealing with chronic pain, which can be both physically and emotionally taxing. Similarly, as people grow older, they encounter similar difficulties. Successfully coping with these challenges requires learning and applying specialized management and self-regulatory skills. Self-management made simple. Facing tough times due to health issues or aging can be really hard. But you've got to find the courage to accept your new reality and figure out how to make things better. Acceptance and adaptability are key, even though they're tough. Identify what needs to change. Then, make a plan and give yourself time to make those changes happen. Break big goals into smaller ones so they're not so overwhelming. And don't forget to pat yourself on the back when you accomplish something new. It's easy to avoid dealing with problems, but that won't help. Don't let fear or laziness get in the way of getting better. And try not to put things off, procrastination only makes things worse. Lastly, don't set your expectations too high. Be realistic about what you can achieve. Swap out negative thoughts for positive ones to get better results. Instead of thinking, I have to run a mile tomorrow morning because I'm so out of shape, think, I'll start with a quick 5-minute walk before my second cup of coffee. Then I'll slowly build up from there. Or instead of stressing about impressing everyone with a perfect design, think, I'll brainstorm some rough sketches first. Then I'll take a break and reward myself with half an hour of TV. By being realistic, you can make changes that stick. Boost your mood with positive activities. To lift your spirits, change up what you're doing. Engage in activities that bring you joy. Even if you have to modify them a bit to fit your current situation, go for it. And don't be afraid to try something new. As you explore different activities, involve your family and friends. You could even volunteer together. Read interesting books, watch new movies, and support your favorite sports team. And don't forget to attend fun social gatherings. When trying out new things, take it easy on yourself. Don't stress out. Test out one new approach at a time as you build up your resilience. Ever thought about how changing your thoughts can change your mood? Check this out. Before my injury, there were about 5,000 things I could do, and now, there, are only about 2,000 things I can do. I could sit around and stay frustrated and sad about the 3,000 things I can't do anymore, but I'd rather focus on enjoying some of the 2,000 things I can still do. Meet this incredible young man who faced severe disability with an incredible attitude. Stress and anxiety. Stress can weaken your immune system, trigger heart problems, and mess with your memory. It's like pouring fuel on the fire for folks dealing with chronic pain. Anxiety is just as bad, making you worry nonstop and feel overly scared. When stress and anxiety team up, they can drag you down, causing irritability, sadness, and a bunch of other issues. People facing these struggles often turn to unhealthy habits like overeating, skipping meals, smoking, or drinking too much. To ease anxiety and stress, lie down and systematically tense and relax each muscle in your body. Focus on relaxed breathing to calm your mind. Regular exercise is key to reducing tension and stress, so try to stay active. Consult your healthcare provider for personalized exercise recommendations and approval for your chosen exercise plan. Imagine calming scenes in your mind. Picture serene landscapes to unwind and de-stress. Let your imagination take you to tranquil places for a moment of calm. The dangers of chronic anger. Constantly feeling angry isn't just bad for your mood, it's bad for your health too. When you're always angry, your blood pressure can shoot up, putting you at risk of serious health problems like strokes, heart disease, and ulcers. Some studies even suggest it might increase your chances of getting cancer. But it's not just your body that suffers, your relationships can take a hit too. And if you're already dealing with other challenges like illness or pain, being angry all the time can make things even worse, creating a harmful cycle that's hard to break. When you start feeling angry, it's crucial to recognize what's triggering that emotion. One helpful technique is taking a time out. Just like parents tell kids, give yourself a moment to calm down. Try counting to 10 when something upsets you. This simple act can often help you regain control before your anger spirals. Another useful timeout strategy is to physically distance yourself from whatever or whoever is causing your frustration. When you're someone who easily gets mad, you tend to blow things out of proportion. Instead of doing that, try to think rationally. Ask yourself, will this matter in a year or two? Remember, whatever's bothering you probably won't be a big deal in the long run. So, take a breath and keep things in perspective. It's not the end of the world. Importance of maintaining social relationships. For those facing physical limitations or old age, relying on others becomes crucial. This emphasizes the need to maintain positive relationships, especially with caregivers. Being skilled at building and maintaining social connections can make life easier when facing physical or emotional pain or experiencing loss or limitations. However, when people are in pain, they often become so focused on their suffering that they neglect their relationships. This can strain their connections with friends and family just when they need them the most. It's important not to hesitate or let pride get in the way of asking for help when it's needed. When you need help, always ask nicely, like saying, "Could you please?" or "I'd appreciate it if you'd." And when someone helps you, show gratitude by saying, "Thanks. I appreciate your help," or "I couldn't have done it without you." When giving feedback, aim for a positive tone. For every constructive criticism, try to give about 4 positive comments. Memory loss. The brain's performance can decline due to various factors like injury, illness, pain, aging, or stress. Memory loss is a common symptom in these situations. While old memories tend to stay intact, forming and retaining new memories becomes harder. You might forget where you put your keys, the names of new acquaintances, or tasks you promised to complete. Dealing with memory loss can be frustrating, especially when comparing it to your previous sharp memory. Forgetting stuff can be a real pain, but there are tricks to help you out. Remembering future events, appointments, and obligations, write down what you've got coming up in a planner or calendar. Remembering names when meeting people, repeat their name when you first hear it, like "nice to meet you, Juanita," and say it again when you say goodbye. Remembering where you place belongings, keep things in their designated spots, and maybe make a list to remind yourself. Remembering to take medications. Missing a name isn't great, but forgetting meds can be serious. Use a pill organizer with compartments for each day and time. Pain-free potential. Living with chronic pain can be challenging, but there are ways to make it more bearable. By learning and using certain skills and techniques, you can improve how you feel. It's important to keep your spirits up, stay motivated, manage stress, and maintain positive relationships. To understand how to alleviate chronic pain, let's talk about the pain gate. This is a term used by pain scientists to describe how our nervous system controls the intensity of pain we feel. When you're positive and relaxed, you can close this pain gate, reducing the pain you experience. However, if you feel hopeless and exhausted, the pain gate opens wider, making the pain feel more intense. Mood improvement. When you're feeling down, your pain can get worse. But there are things you can do to feel better. Hang out with friends, be kind to others, and try to smile. Instead of focusing on what's wrong, think about what you're grateful for. And remember, don't be too hard on yourself. Movement, even when you're hurting. Staying still can make things worse. Try to get up and move around, even if it's just a little bit at first. Exercise releases natural chemicals in your body that can help ease pain. So, if you can, try to stay active. Relaxation. Feeling tense can make your pain feel even worse. Take some time to relax by slowing down your breathing and trying meditation. It can help calm your body and reduce your pain. Focus shifting. If you're always thinking about your pain, it's going to feel more intense. Try to focus on something else instead. Keep yourself busy with activities you enjoy. The less you think about your pain, the less it'll bother you. Pain behavior reduction. Talking about your pain all the time or making sad faces can make you feel worse. Instead, try to smile and laugh. Acting happier can help reduce your pain. Appropriate use of medications. Pain medications can be helpful, but they can also be addictive. Only take them when you need them and as directed by your doctor. Using them carefully can help you manage your pain without becoming dependent on them. Adaptive thinking. It's easy to get caught up in negative thinking when you're in pain. but try to focus on the positive instead. You might not be able to do everything you used to, but there's still a lot you can accomplish. Stay positive and keep living your life to the fullest. Key points. 1. Adapt to change, set realistic goals, and acknowledge achievements for self-management. 2. Engage in positive activities, involve loved ones, and explore new interests for resilience. 3. Manage stress and anxiety through relaxation techniques and exercise. 4. Recognize anger triggers, practice rational thinking, and take timeouts for emotional health. 5. Maintain social connections, ask for help, and show gratitude to caregivers. 6. Use memory aids and repetition to cope with memory loss. 7. Alleviate chronic pain through mood improvement, movement, relaxation, and appropriate medication use.